but Israel, Amen Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, written by Seymour Wright, is entitled Once Upon a Sabbath. The seventh day of the week has many names. In English, it's Saturday. In Italian, Sabato. The French say Samedi. In Hebrew, it's Shabbat. But to a simple man like Mendel Zolman, names and words meant nothing. The seventh day was the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, an oasis in a long week of toil, the day for which Mendel Zolman lived. Mendel was a tailor in the village of Dubrova, in Poland. From early in the morning until late at night, he sat at his workbench, carefully stitching the minutes and hours of his life into the garments of his neighbors.
Mendel, what are you doing sewing in this light?
I promised Shimmel I'd mend his coat so he could wear it to the synagogue tonight.
And if you ruin your eyes, who'll mend them?
All right. There, it's finished. Now, I'll get ready. I can take the coat, and Shimmel and I will go to the synagogue together.
Mendel, how is the fish?
Wonderful. Delicious. The best you ever made.
Father, you say the same thing every Sabbath.
Certainly, David. It's true every Sabbath. why is it, Leah? Why is it? On the Sabbath, for some reason, everything is so much better. The sun, the air, the people in the synagogue dressed in their good clothes, the cantors singing like an angel. And even here, the candles, the white cloth, and the table.
Mendel, dear, sometimes I think if it were up to you, we'd have Sabbath every day.
You know, that's not such a bad idea. Sabbath every day. It would be nice, huh? Of course, it couldn't. That is, every day. I wonder.
Where are you going, Father?
Nowhere, David. Just out for a little walk. There's something I have to think about.
You're joking.
My dear Shimmel, since when does Mendel Zolman joke about the Sabbath?
But it doesn't seem possible.
I'm not saying it is possible, but let's consider the matter calmly.
All right.
First of all, how is the Sabbath ended on Saturday afternoon?
Rabbi Akoran takes the cup of wine and recites the Havdalah.
Exactly. Now, what would happen if he didn't recite the Havdalah?
If he didn't? Well...
It's simple, my friend. The Sabbath would continue.
Oh, I don't know.
Shimmel, wouldn't you like to have Sabbath every day instead of only once a week?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Here, this buttonhole in your coat, I sewed it, right?
Yes, that's right, but...
First, I threaded my needle. Then I stitched the buttonhole. And then I made a knot and bit off the thread. Now, suppose I didn't tie the knot and left the needle and thread hanging. What then?
It wouldn't be finished.
Of course. And if Rabbi Akoran leaves out the Havdalah, the Sabbath won't be finished either.
Buttonholes are buttonholes. And Shabbos is Shabbos. I don't know.
Here comes Chaim Lieber. Let's ask him. After all, he's an authority on these matters. His second cousin on his wife's side has a nephew who's studying the Talmud in Warsaw. Chaim Lieber! Chaim Lieber, wait a minute!
Mendel Zalman says it's a simple matter, providing the rabbi agrees.
If you ask me, it's very logical.
If you ask me, it's too logical.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Just imagine, almost like the coming of the Messiah.
It's a perfectly sensible idea. I think we should form a committee and submit our petition to Rabbi Akoran.
Yes, that's a very good idea. Let's form a committee. Very good.
So we thought we would come and ask you. That is, we were hoping you could do this for us, Rabbi Akoran, for all the people of Dubrovnik.
Yes.
Let me understand. You want me to refrain from reciting the Avdolah today in order to keep the Sabbath from coming to an end?
Yes, Rabbi, if such a thing is permitted.
Well, I don't know. This is a most unusual request.
Rabbi Akoran, if I may explain. Only one Sabbath day out of every seven. For us, it's not enough.
Not enough?
All week long, we work hard and wait patiently. For what? For the coming of the Sabbath. And then what happens? Before we turn around, before we even know it's here, 1, 2, 3, it's all over.
I understand,
Besides, on the Sabbath, everything is so pleasant. The service is beautiful, the people are friendly, that there's time for us to rest, to be with one another. Well, we were wondering, why can't we have this every day?
My dear Mendel, according to the scriptures, 6 days shalt thou labor and...
Yes, of course. We wouldn't think of going contrary to the scriptures. That's why we decided to place the whole matter in your hands.
No, I'm sorry. I really can't...
After all, you, dear rabbi, you're a wise and learned man. We're just simple villagers. These things aren't for us to understand, but we were hoping somehow...
You really think you would be happy with Sabbath every day?
Oh, yes.
All of you want this?
Yes.
All of us.
I see. Very well, gentlemen, I agree. It will be done. Just as you request.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Sabbath every day. It's a miracle. A dream come true.
I said all along it was logical.
I still say too logical.
My dear Leah, you should be very proud of Mendel.
I am.
Please, the idea could have occurred to anyone.
No, don't be so modest. What you did, it took genius.
All right, if you say so, we can't argue on the Sabbath.
The service was beautiful today, Mendel.
Beautiful. Beautiful as always. Sometimes, Leah, I feel like pinching myself to make sure all of this is real.
I know one thing that's real, your appetite. Tell me, Mendel, how is the fish?
Wonderful, delicious, the best you ever made. In fact, I think I'll have a little more.
There isn't any more, Father.
What do you mean?
Well, this is the third day in a row we've had Sabbath. The fish is all gone.
Well, no matter. This afternoon you'll buy some more. Thank God we can afford it.
Buy fish today? On the Sabbath? Shame on you, Mendel. And besides, even if I wanted to, the store is closed.
Oh, yes, I forgot. In that case, I'll settle for a bit of chicken or maybe a small piece of boiled beef.
My dear Mendel, Ezreal the butcher is just as religious a man as Avram the fish peddler. His store is closed, too. All the stores are closed.
All the stores? I didn't realize.
Father?
Yes, David?
Tonight, will we have to go to bed again as soon as it gets dark?
Yes, I guess so.
I thought you could help me with my lesson. Reb Shayer hasn't been here for 3 days now.
David, please, try to understand. You know we're not permitted to light candles or lamps on the Sabbath. So, after sundown, to sit here in the pitch-dark house, it doesn't make sense.
But, Mendel, we can't go on like this, night after night.
Leah, I'm sorry. What can I do? We must all manage the best way we can. Schimmel, come in, come in.
Excuse me for intruding, Mendel. I can only stay a second. I have to get dressed for the synagogue.
Yes, me too. So, what can we do for you, my friend?
I was wondering if I could borrow a few eggs, perhaps.
Such a question. All you want, Leah, bring Schimmel some eggs.
All right, but I'm afraid we can't spare many. We only have a few left ourselves.
Only a few?
Well, Beryl the poultryman refuses to go into the hen house to collect the eggs. After all, he's just as religious a man as...
I know.
Mendel, so many things are going wrong. To be perfectly honest, everybody in the village is getting worried. What do you think we should do?
My dear Schimmel, Leah, I think we should call another committee meeting.
Fred, please, let's try to remain calm, please. Now, due to certain circumstances, we need fish, meat, all kinds of provisions. That's our main problem, granted. And I think there's a solution.
What is it, Mendel?
Here in Dubrova, we are enjoying the blessings of a perpetual Sabbath, right?
Yes,
sir. That's quite right.
But in all the other towns and villages near us, it's now the middle of the week.
Which means that
their stores are open for business.
Yes, of course.
So, all we have to do is send a delegation to one of the neighboring villages and...
Mendel, you want us to engage in business? To deal with tradesmen on the Sabbath? And how would we bring everything back? You know we're not allowed to carry bundles today.
That's quite right.
I'm sorry. It slipped my mind. Forgive me.
Shame. It was a good plan.
It's still a good plan. If we ourselves can't go, we'll send the children.
The children?
Gentlemen, if I may explain, please. The children are, how do you say, minors, which means they are not subject to the Sabbath laws in the same way we are. That is, not as strictly. In their case, dealing with the tradesmen and carrying bundles, small bundles, might be considered permissible.
That's right.
So what I had in mind, perhaps we can arrange a caravan, a pilgrimage of the children, some of the older ones, like my David. We can send them to Snowich. After all, it's only a short distance, and if each one brings back as much food as he can carry, God willing, we'll have enough to tide us over for a while.
That's the perfect solution.
David, you understand now exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yes, Father.
Remember, you're in charge. Don't let any of the children carry too much. And don't talk to strangers on the way.
Mm-hmm. We won't.
You understand how to explain to the tradespeople about the money?
Yes, Father.
Yes, and David, don't forget, we can't cook on the Sabbath. So be sure to bring food that doesn't have to be specially prepared.
All right, Mother. I'll be careful.
Fine. Come along, then. It's time for all of you to get started.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, sir.
I don't believe I've ever seen either of you here before.
We're not from Sosnovich. We're from Dubrova.
Ah, world travelers. And so young. Well, what brings you to Sosnovich?
We'd like to buy some smoked fish, if you don't mind.
Mind? Why should I mind? That's what I'm here for. There's white fish, excellent salmon, anything you want, gentlemen. Take your choice. If you have the money, I have the fish.
About the money, Could we pay you later on? I mean, some other time.
Some other time?
Well, David means, we're not permitted to carry money today because of the Sabbath.
Sabbath? What Sabbath? This is Tuesday.
Not in Dubrova. In Dubrova, it's Sabbath every day.
Every day?
It's true, sir.
Now, boys, shame on you. You shouldn't make jokes about a thing like the Sabbath.
It's not a joke. Rabbi Akoran arranged it himself. Sabbath every day. That's how it is in Dubrova.
Very well. Have it your own way.
Sir, about the fish. If we could take some now and pay some afterwards, when we...
No. I can't give you good fish in return for a few promises. I'm sorry, but after all, two young boys whom I never saw before and this ridiculous story
it's
of yours...
It's not ridiculous. You must let us have the fish.
Please, sir. All our stores are closed today.
Of course they're closed. Of course. This is Tuesday, the Sabbath. Everybody knows that.
And the same thing happened wherever we went, Father. Nobody in Sosnovich would listen to us or give us anything. They all acted like we were foolish or something.
Mendel, perhaps if we sent them to Bedjin or to Wolves...
No, Shimmel, I'm afraid it wouldn't be any different.
And now, to make matters worse, we have the cantor to worry about. The poor man, he's losing his voice from so much singing.
What about Rabbi Akoran? His voice doesn't sound so good either. Conducting services from morning to night, day after day, it must be something of a strain.
You know, it's a very puzzling thing, but I don't enjoy the Sabbath service as much as I used to. There was a time I would look forward to it so much, all week long while I was working. But now I can't understand it.
Mendel. Hmm? You think perhaps having Sabbath every day could be a mistake?
No, of course not. It is just what we wanted.
Yes, of course. We wanted that.
My friends, please, don't be discouraged. I think we should try again.
You mean send the children back to Sosnovich?
Yes. Only this time they'll take money.
But my dear man...
I know, Chaim, handling money on the Sabbath isn't allowed, but... But please, bear in mind that the Sabbath applies only to our own village and not to Sosnovich.
He's right. Mendel's right.
Well, if this is the case, it follows logically that once the children leave Dobrova, they're not necessarily bound by our Sabbath laws.
To me, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, I agree. A lot of sense. Then what do you all think? Should we send them again?
Yes, by all means. Personally, I'd be delighted to have them try again, but... Chaim, first you'll have to mend my Aaron's shoes.
Me? You want me to mend them?
Of course. You're the cobbler, aren't you?
Yes, but everyone in Dubrova knows that Chaim Lieber does not work on the Sabbath.
Chaim, be reasonable. Look at these shoes. How can the boy walk to Sosnovich in them?
That is no concern of mine. You're his father.
But the shoes are falling apart, you fool.
Shoes. What about my roof?
Your roof?
Yes, you were supposed to come 2 days ago and fix the leak. One more bad rainstorm and my whole house will be washed away.
Who cares about your stupid house if you don't mend shoes on the Sabbath? Then I don't mend roofs.
Shimmel, kindly. Yes, you keep out of it, Mendel. You never fix my wife's dress.
No
her best dress. And she can't even wear it to the synagogue.
Stop shouting at Mendel.
What's happening to us?
Come in.
Rabbi Akoran, could we just for a moment?
Of course, gentlemen, come in. I've been expecting you.
You were expecting us?
Yes. It is about our Sabbath arrangements, isn't it?
To be frank, Rabbi, yes, that's why we're here. We seem to have run into a number of difficulties. All our shops are closed. Nobody is working. There are no provisions left, and... Yesterday, Rabbi, I'm ashamed to say it. We almost came to blows. Can you imagine such a thing here in Dubrova?
Yes, just about as I figured.
You mean you knew we would have trouble?
Mendel Chaim, my dear friends, please forgive me, but... Well, I agreed to your petition for one reason. Because I knew that it wouldn't work.
Well, then why didn't you just tell us we were wrong?
Because... After listening to you, the things you were saying, I felt in my heart that the best way, the only way to explain the real miracle of Sabbath would be to let you see it for yourself.
But, Rabbi,
you remember. Remember, Mendel, when you came here last week, you said that only one Sabbath day of every seven was not enough.
Yes, I remember.
Well, you know, you were right. But that's the true beauty of a Sabbath day. The fact that it's always not enough. The fact that each one must be earned by hard work, week after week, in order to be really valued and appreciated. That's why it's written in our scriptures. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Work and rest. Physical man and spiritual man. Each one is necessary to the other. Each one balances the other. The working days of the week are what give our Sabbath day its shape, form, and meaning. And without them, well, you saw what happened?
Yes, it was quite an experience.
Gentlemen, tonight at sundown, I would like to end the Sabbath as usual by reciting the Havdalah. Is that agreeable to you?
Oh, yes. Rabbi Akorin, on behalf of the people of Dubrova, we would like to thank you for teaching us.
No, my dear Mendel. It is I who must thank you for teaching me.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who makest a distinction between holy and profane, between light and darkness, between Israel and other nations, between the seventh day and the six working days. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who makest a distinction between holy and profane.
So the experiment is over at last. Good.
Now we can get back to normal.
I can't understand. To me, it seemed logical.
Too logical. I said so all along.
Schimmel, if you give me Aaron's shoes, I'll be glad to mend them.
Thank you, Chaim. I'll bring them over in the morning. While I'm there, I can... go to work on your roof.
Mendel, don't look so sad. After all, you meant well.
Yes, I did. That's true. But it turned out so badly.
So it turned out badly. But we all learned something, didn't we?
Anyway, Father, it was a very nice idea.
Leah, David, do you think perhaps every other day?
Father. Day, Mendel.
All right. It was just a thought.
You've had enough thoughts for a while.
Well, I suppose you're right. In that case, if you'll be kind enough to bring me a lamp, I think I'll sit down and do a little work.
You're going to work now? Tonight?
Why not? There's so much piled up, so much to do. Svea's coat, Anna Lieber's dress, the new suit for Schimmel's boy. Besides, somehow it... it'll make me feel good. Just for a little while.
All right, dear. I'll bring the lamp.
Here. No sense in ruining your eyes over Svea's coat, eh?
Thank you. That's fine. You know, Leah... good to feel the cloth in my hands, to have the lamp burning again. Work and rest. Rabbi Akorin is a very smart man.
Look, Mendel, how brightly the lamp shines.
Tonight, my dear Leah, with a special brightness.
like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Meyer Marcus of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, president of the Germantown Jewish Center and a member of the National Cabinet of the National Planning Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary. Mr. Marcus.
In this busy practical world of ours that puts such a high premium on logic and science, it's especially delightful to hear a script like Once Upon a Sabbath, in which the logical man encounters the defects of too much logic. Enjoying the Sabbath pleasures all week long seemed a good logical idea. But that very logic blinded Mendel and his friends to the underlying reason for the Sabbath. The Sabbath, a day devoted to peace, rest, and prayer, has real meaning only when it's balanced by 6 days of workaday living. The Sabbath was not designed as a pattern for everyday life. Man appreciates the beauty of the Sabbath because of its pleasant and all too brief contrast to all the other days of the week. As Rabbi Akorin told the villagers, the true beauty of the Sabbath day is the fact that it is always not enough. The villagers failed to understand that the Sabbath is part of the total week. More than a day of rest, it is a day of rejuvenation when men can pause and recognize themselves as partners with God, looking ahead to the coming work week with its renewed opportunities for achieving God's design in the universe. The villagers were taught the difference between the holy and the profane. They were desecrating the Sabbath by extending it beyond its lawful limits. Logic is a fine instrument when properly used, but applied without understanding, it can lead to the absurd. This is as true for us in the conduct of our daily affairs as it was for the villagers in the story. To appreciate the gift of Sabbath rest, we must truly understand the Talmudic saying, "The Sabbath is not given into your hands, but you are given to the Sabbath."
Thank you, Mr. Marcus. Our Eternal Light drama today, Once Upon a Sabbath, was written by Seymour Wright. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Sam Gray, Beatrice Pons, Roger DeCoven, Louis Sorin, Charles Penman, James Monks, Guy Repp, Inge Yolis, Dennis Bellavio, and Peter Laser. Your narrator, Bert Cullen. This is Mel Brandt. The weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and was directed by Daniel Sutter. This is the NBC Radio Network.